A number of people in Milwaukee are creating schools. It's possible in part because of the community's thriving charter and voucher school programs. They provide public funding. One woman is working to open a school on the near south side. She has secured a building, hired staff, and even picked school colors. Now, with the fall semester approaching, the challenge is to find students, so staff has been hitting the pavement three times a week. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello recently tagged along.
I had the leftover pronounce it that.
Principal Melissa McGonigal is headed out to find students for her brand new school, Stellar Collegiate. I mean, literally, she's going to find them, door to door.
So we're going to 22nd and National.
She hits the road with her right-hand man, school operations manager Patrick Mooney. They've come prepared. Route map? Check. Pamphlets? Check. They also have enrollment forms in their tote.
So, do you want me to carry the bag and you carry the writing clipboard?
Sure.
A group of kids is playing outside the first house we approach. One hugs his squirt gun as Mooney explains why we're here.
No, we're actually from a school, and we just wanted to talk to mom and dad about the school.
Some houses have security guards.
How's it going? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
The duo's pitch is concise.
We're in the neighborhood because we're part of a new school from some Stellar Collegiate. It's at 7th and Washington.
Okay.
And it's K-4, K-5 in first grade.
Any question the dad throws their way, they've got an answer.
Okay. And what's the ratio of teacher to student in this?
In K-4, we've got 25 students in a class, and then we've got two classrooms and three teachers.
Mooney and McGonigal know that parents might be skeptical of a new school. So they're sure to highlight what they'll do differently from existing schools in the area. They also mention their past experience in the classroom. Both are teachers.
I just want to throw out a stat, though. One of the schools that Ms. McGonigal opened out in San Jose, California, 86% of her student population in year one just opened the school, limited English. And by the end of year one, 66% of the school was on grade level.
Okay.
So we may be new, but...
New, Mooney tells the man.
Okay.
But we're very experienced. This dad is intrigued.
So how do I go enrolling? Like, when do you guys start? Or when? Well,
great question. If you'd like to.
I do have an application right now if you're interested in signing up.
Many of the front porch conversations end this way. Parents aren't quite ready to commit, but they're interested in learning more. And Stellar staff members are prepared for that response. They're armed with flyers and rattle off dates and times for info sessions. And sometimes, the unexpected happens.
There's some people who are just hanging out on the porch and are open to a conversation.
Or they open their door, they're cooking dinner, and a chicken comes running at you.
Wait, what?
Despite the unpredictability of recruitment, Stellar has already signed up 80 kids for its K-4 through first grade classes this fall. More than half those kids, 45 of them, signed up after meeting a Stellar staffer at their own front door.
I think the first time it was a little awkward. I felt like I was intruding. But this is like my favorite part because I just find it really easy to talk about the school, why I care, why they should care, what we offer the community. And I just find that really energizing.
Mooney says if he can establish a connection from the get-go, he can reassure families that they are wanted.
I think a lot of families either get passed over or don't get heard for whatever reason. And so when they have someone that is part of an organization that is actually listening, is actually responding, is reaching out constantly, I think it does take a lot of them by surprise.
The duo continues down the block, talking to more than 30 families and leaving materials on doorsteps if nobody's home. Mooney and McGonigal don't succeed at signing up anybody today, but say they're hopeful they'll see a few of these families again. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.